taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of music.
Because I know that I'm speaking in truth and in love. So speak your words. Speak your words very, very carefully. Make sure it holds divine meaning and energy. So speak your word. Speak your words very, very carefully. Make sure they hold divine meaning and energy. Speak your word. Speak your word.
You're listening to the best cuts of music, edition 72.
Sky is no longer space.
Lucky!
Disco, come on!
Smart!
Hey.
What?
Take!
Jump.
21 and 21. I gotta get a 21. Get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away. Got 41, 41. Gotta get away, get away, get away, get away. 31, 31.
Sam, that's not necessary with an eBay auction.
31, 31. Wait, what? What's not there? What's not allowed? Appropriate with an eBay auction.
You don't have to call it. You don't have to do the fast talk thing with eBay auctions. Look, it's easy as pie. You just click here. But I don't
understand. It's an auction. Somebody has to be an auctioneer in this situation.
Sam, quit playing around. We absolutely have to auction off all of our classic vintage 70s and 80s packaged MIB toys. Or otherwise, Cindy and Linda are going to leave us. We're going to lose the house. Come on, man. Let's get
this
stuff
together.
Well,
I know we're on shaky ground after the whole Becky situation, but I mean, gosh, I don't know. It just seems like eBay, to me, would just be a smart idea if they added the auctioneer option.
Well, you trust me. You sell a lot of stuff here. Click. How much do you want your amigo Dr. Doom to go for? Do you want to say, I suggest if you say start at zero and then it'll just go up and at the very last minute. But you run the risk of not selling it.
No, that's not going to work. That's how you win at Price is Right. This is an auction.
No, you can make... Hey, look, you got to give this stuff up, man. If we're going to make mortgage,
all right,
rent,
yeah,
whatever
payments,
we're paying, then we got to give this stuff up.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I just think it'd be better if it just said it like, Dr. Doom, me go pick it up, 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 pick
it. No, that's irrelevant. Look, we can get a real auction guy at some point. We'll do a real auction. We'll get an auction guy.
Can we auction for an auction guy?
Well, we could probably get the Micro Machines guy.
Oh, okay. God, that'd be so good.
I don't know. Micro Machines going for $1. Micro Machines, yeah. $5. Micro Machines, Corvettes, Micro Machines.
Nobody does it better than him. Nobody.
We can't get him. We can get Michael Winslow, somebody like that.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be
it's
excellent.
Kind of not the same, but...
Yeah, no, just be a lot... Yeah, exactly. A lot of that business. And that might be good if we're going to try to sell some of our Police Academy 4 action figures.
Right, that might be totally relevant.
I doubt
that makes me think that if we're going to sell our Clash of the Titan figures, we should try to get Burgess Meredith to do a radio spot for us or something like that.
Yeah.
He was in that movie, wasn't he? Clash of the Titans?
Certainly. Bubo was in that movie, too.
We could have Michael Winslow do his voice, right?
Bubo, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably He probably did it in the new movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I imagine they didn't cut Bubo out.
Yeah, I won't spoil it for you.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I'm very disappointed. I'm sad that these times I've had to call for these sorts of measures. I'm not happy about having my photo collection of my Popples go.
Not to mention your Popples collection.
Yeah.
Your actual Popples
that to go collection. And my Snorks figurines and my Herself the Elf collection and all of my Punky Brewster memorabilia cartoon.
Well, you
of
know,
course.
I'm not
all my Garfield cups.
You know, I'm not leaving this thing without sacrificing some stuff too. I gave away my Motorcycle Kid movie poster, all of my Mac Tonight McDonald's figurines, not to mention my Mint and Box Cops figurines. There was Long Arm and
Big Boss Man. No way, that's from your wrestling collection.
Well, I did have Brutus the Barber Beefcake, but I think I threw him on the roof. You know, it was one of those big plastic ones.
Yeah.
I used to like to throw him in the air and chew on him.
Yeah, my dog ate most of mine, so mine never survived. Ralph. She loved JYD.
Well, look, we've almost gotten through a good part of our collection. I did leave my Fat Boys autograph.
Disorderlies?
Yeah, the Disorderlies press kit that I got, and my Ghoulies 2 movie poster, as well as the ceramic cast that they made the original Yo Noid claymation commercial from.
Yeah.
And that thing's got to go for at least tens and tens of dollars.
Yeah, no kidding. That's way better than my 7-Up Spot Nintendo video game that I have that was autographed by Spot. I don't know how it is, but there you go.
Yeah, I think he came to the mall that one time.
Yeah,
right?
It's weird. I wanted to think he was fake, but he had those sunglasses on.
Oh, that was that day that I got Debbie Gibson's autograph on those two records. She said, "Much love, baby."
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was really excited about those for a long time before I realized that was just what she signed on everyone's.
Yeah. And then you got those Samantha Fox picture discs. That pretty much quashed those childhood dreams.
Yeah. Well, I'm not above giving a naughty girl love as well. Look, we've got a couple of boxes down there. Will you come down and help me bring these up? I think Cindy and Linda are off running errands or something.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Let's just go ahead and go downstairs and get those, and we can... I know it's tough, man. We can keep selling this stuff on eBay.
Yeah.
We'll make it through.
We'll get through this. We can always buy it back someday.
Yeah. Well, you don't sell something unless you can buy it back.
All right.
All right, you're listening to the best cuts of music.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah? It's about a monkey.
Monkey?
I don't know when I'm going to be able to get him over to you.
What do you mean?
He's in a secondary shipping container.
Shipping container?
We need to get him to Bristol Zoo. What would the state of the zookeeping industry nowadays and the price of bananas?
You know what?
Where's my monkey?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around, oh. Don't try to kid me, man cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub, come on, do me what you do. Give me the power of man's red flower, so I can be like you. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you. You see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
Monkey.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to get him over to you.
What do you mean?
He's in a secondary shipping container.
Shipping container?
We need to get him to Bristol Zoo. What would the state of the zookeeping industry nowadays and the price of bananas?
You know what?
Where's my monkey?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around, oh. Don't try to kid me, man cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me the secret, man cub, come on, do me what you do. Give me the power of man's red flower, so I can be like you. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. You see it's true, an ape like me can learn to be human too.
All right, kids, now just for the words, nothing else. Just get the meaning out of this. You can't sing this song if you don't mean it. Now let's talk it first. Just go through it for the sense. Now ready? And a one, and a two, and a three, and a...
I can't forget the day we met. Felt so fine when your lips met mine. Told me then would never end.
Thank you. We've got work to do. We've got work to do.
Putting the bodies back together again, you know, just identify the victims. There were 16. It was then we realized a part of each body was missing, a different part on each body, exactly the parts you needed to build a perfect body. Where is he now? Choir of voices, his is missing, and there's no harmony. I've got to find him, or I'll never sleep in peace.
Sam, did you hear that?
What?
Sam, you got us locked in here. You closed the vault door. I can't believe it. This place is pressurized. We're not going to get out for another 10 minutes or so.
I'm sorry. They got hooked on my shoestring. Sounded like there was a huge boom out there.
Did you hear that? Someone must have slammed that door. I guess Cindy's still in her passive-aggressive phase right now.
Yeah. You lost a lot of good carnival glass that way. And she broke all of your grandma's Hummels.
No, I'm never going to leave her for Becky again. Not unless Becky calls. Did Becky call?
No.
I haven't heard from her in forever.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. You guys were kind of a thing, too.
Yeah, we were more than a thing.
Oh, what? What? Like, she let you stick it in her or something? You guys made it?
Yeah, with my robot pneumatic penis. Luckily, I got my body back, my real body back, after all the lawsuits and the claim forms and the insurance debacle. Gosh, yeah. Man. It was kind of cool. It was cool being a robot.
Do they let you keep the... Do you just have your old...
No, they just gave me...
It's cool. Becky will probably...
Just a regular-sized giant penis.
Oh, man.
Not pneumatic at all. Becky loved that.
Well, I'm sure she'll love the regular giant-sized one, too.
Sure.
Hey, listen, man. I think I heard the door open. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Do you know the code? This is your house. You know the code, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah. There's a secret question. What year was the motion picture movie Major League released?
Gosh, tip of my tongue. I want to say 88?
Oh, no, I got it. 1989. That's it. That's an easy one.
Sam, this place is a mess.
Holy cow, what the hell happened to your house?
Cindy did push things around. What the hell?
Looks like she pushed your whole house over. Like, all of it. Like, there's nothing here. What the hell?
What's going on here?
Holy fuck. Where's anything? Where's your neighbors? Where's this? Where's the ground?
Oh my gosh, all of my mint and package G.I. Joe figures are out of the package. What the hell are we going to do now? How am I going to make the rent?
Holy shit, there's like little shadows of G.I. Joe figures burned onto the ground. It's like a nuclear warhead went off here.
It's like a Ray Bradbury's story went off in here.
Oh my god, this is insane.
Oh my gosh. This is unbelievable.
It's like Apocalypse Now. I don't feel so good, Robbie.
What?
I don't feel so good. I feel...
What's...
This air is just like... I feel sick.
Not right now, Sam. Look at this. This is all of these police academies are out of their package. What am I going to do?
I feel weird. Look at you. Look at you. Your feet's getting huge. It's like your feet are growing.
Well, you know what they say. If my feet are huge,
Your head's growing.
Becky's gonna love this. Oh, my God.
Look at my hands. What's going on?
What is happening?
This is crazy.
You're growing.
I'm growing.
I'm growing.
Do you hear this voice, Sam? It's pretty crazy when you do it like that.
Yeah, let me try that.
This is crazy.
Holy crap. We just grew 125 feet tall.
I feel like a Chris Claremont creation.
I feel like I don't know what I feel like. I feel like a beanstalk. I feel like somebody planted me earlier. Now I'm gigantic.
This is awful. This must mean that everyone, everywhere is destroyed.
But it's hard to see from up
here.
We're
large.
I can't tell. It looks like most of the city's gone. Everything's black. Why did we have to survive? Now we're going to have to roam the earth as giant 125 foot tall freaks.
And my house is destroyed.
And all your collectibles.
Wait a minute. If I don't have to sell my collectibles, that means I can play with them and we can collect them for the rest of our days.
Wait a second.
This is amazing.
Better idea. We're gigantic. We could just herd up some human beings and force them to reenact some of our favorite children's television shows from the 80s.
Yes!
Yeah!
That's amazing!
Yes!
Episode 23 of Saved by the Bell, episode 3-1 of G.I. Joe.
Yes, it's exactly what I was thinking. I've already got a Duke in mind and a Riptide.
You know, I love the movie Big, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, about that. Remember when we went to the fair earlier today?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. That was fun. We had a great time together.
Yeah, and you went to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I went to this little coin-op soothsayer, truth-taylor, fortune-taylor.
Did you get him to fix your pants?
Yeah, no. Well, I put a quarter in there, and I said I wanted to be big.
Well, you're already big, Sam. You've got Becky. If you want her, that's fine. I don't need her.
But I wanted to be
loves you.
Just really big all over. I mean, not this big.
Oh, you want
this
everything.
Is ridiculous, but it took it out of control. I just wanted to be like D'Artagnan or something like that, but no, it spit out this card and it said, "Your wish is my command." I just had no idea it was going to be so gigantic. This is all my fault. Nuclear war, radiation.
Selling the vintage toys?
I didn't know it was going to make you big either.
Yeah, why would it make me big?
You just happened to be there.
Maybe it just so happens that I was going to be big anyways. You got your wish, and then I was just turned big. I was supposed to turn big anyways.
I think for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So it's probably my blessing that I'm gigantic. It's probably your curse that you're gigantic.
Huh.
Our luck, there's probably one gigantic woman out there right now. We're gonna have to fight over her, but because I'm the one who made the wish, of course I'm going to be the clear winner here, and I've got the top bunk.
Sure, that's fine, but while you're safe away in the top bunk with your Becky or whoever it is,
I call her Bessica.
I call her Beckerstead. You I'll be in the bottom bunk planning my attack. You know, if you've seen any kind of TV shows, you know she's gonna run away with me eventually. Listen, Sam, I don't care if you got the top bunk or the bottom bunk. I don't care if you got Becky. I don't care. We need to band together. Look, I've just been thinking this whole big thing. I mean, this could be very humanitarian. We could save the world, man.
Yeah, we could be heroes.
You know,
for one day.
All those smallies think that they can, you know, one person can save the world, but they're wrong. But I think two big people. We count as like 800 or 1,200, 1,200
people. Yeah, you stack them up. Yeah,
we're like an entire city
of people doing good stuff at once.
And if they don't like it, we can force them into it by smashing their nuclear weapons or their politics.
Yeah, or crushing their precious planes.
That's right. That's right. By climbing their amazing architectural buildings.
And in making a mockery of 20th century film.
It's true. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, we've got a lot of options here.
Yeah, the world is our oyster.
We're going to crack it open and get to the pearl.
Yeah, we're going to pull all the pearls out.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Die young. Sheldon.
It seems like we've done a lot of good in this world ever since we became giant.
That's right, I know. We've got I've got all these amazing contacts with all these amazing organizations in the world.
Yeah.
We've stopped
we literally stamped out smoking. We've saved a lot of whales.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped a lot of those boats. Hurt a few whales, but I mean, you know, what's good? It was better for the greater
You can't
population.
Make a whale kick without Breaking a few whales. Yeah, and I appreciate you helping me carve that big, huge cork. We got that ozone layer all filled up. No more hole in the ozone layer, although I haven't heard that much about the hole in the ozone layer the last few years.
Yeah. Well, ever since they cut down on chlorofluorocarbons back in the 80s,
right,
that really helped out a lot. So, yeah, I mean, it went by the wayside with acid rain and ring around the collar.
I'm glad that we were able to divert that asteroid as well, that large mirror. It was like something out of Armageddon.
I deflected it to you. You hit it with that giant baseball bat.
Right, it was like an alley-oop.
That we carved out of one of those redwoods.
Yeah, which reminds me, I still need to get back to FEMA. They called the other day about your when you got that oil in your lungs from when we used the top of Mount Rainier to plug that oil spill in the Gulf.
Yeah, that oil spill.
Yeah. How's your cough? Are you feeling better?
It's worse in the mornings.
Where would this world be without us? We've saved countless thousands and hundreds of people.
Yeah, and we've only killed
countless
amounts on accident.
On accident.
But you gotta expect some amount of, you know, friendly fire.
Right, exactly. Collateral damage.
Collateral damage, yeah.
I mean, where would we be in Iraq without collateral damage? Or Vietnam? I mean, we wouldn't have won Vietnam without collateral damage.
Yeah.
Some friendly fire.
Right.
But what about Kent State? Where would we be without the friendly fire there?
Yeah. What's a couple of bullets between a police officer and some students?
Right. Countrymen.
Mm-hmm.
Devo started from that, too, actually. So you can't, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to split hairs, you know. Devo.
Yeah, they came out recently.
Right. I read that.
I heard it on this tiny radio, and then I had to make fashion this giant cone to try to listened to it, but I heard him.
Right. I made this ingenious kind of iPod out of a car. One of those, it's kind of like the Save the Clock Tower.
Oh, yeah?
Vehicle.
You got one of those, like, it's got giant Rockford Fosgate speakers in the back cars? Right,
yeah. My place over in Rocky Mountains, I mean, it's kind of had to pick this secluded place. It's the only place where I could play my bass music, my bass mixes, without anyone caring.
Right.
I've displaced
all of your Miami bass. Well, right. Everybody knows that you like the cars that go boom.
They should know that. I deserve it. Yeah. They can, those, you know, I think bald eagles should probably live in Washington, D.C. or something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what's a national bird if it's not extinct?
Yeah.
And, you know, not moose mentioned. Are ugly anyways.
Yeah.
You don't need those.
So are mice.
They don't like bass music. They can just get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Tweety Bird shirt I saw once. Or maybe it was a...
Could have been Taz.
Taz.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't like my music, get out of my way.
Get out of my dreams and get out of my car.
Right. Get out of my face and get into my car. My bass car.
Bass is the place.
Right. You know, one thing that I noticed on the, you know, we don't go up to the north border much, South Dakota, North Dakota. In fact, I've only been there once, but I was jumping by there one day and I noticed this big tree that had a Made in China emblem on the side of it. I never noticed that before.
That's weird. Like maybe some Chinese tourists who were going to see Mount Rushmore carved that in there?
Well, I thought about that. When I came back down home, I was going to carve a big Made in France emblem onto the side of one of our trees. But then I noticed that it had Made in China on the side, too.
Well, that's weird.
And then I noticed that... Have you ever picked up a tree and looked at it?
No,
the bottom of it?
Not really.
Everyone I've checked says Made in China.
Maybe it's some kind of a Discordian thing where, you know, it's like Fenord. Once you start looking for it, it's always there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's some jokester out there that's just riding that on tons of trees, and you just, by pure synchronicity, are just picking up all the ones that say that.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's pretty wild, man. That's far out.
It is. It's crazy stuff, and nobody believes me.
Huh.
Nobody believes me. None of the people. At least they're not answering me whenever I ask that. No one really says anything.
Yeah, it's weird how the people just... It's strange when they decide to respond to you.
It sounds so robotic.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that being big made it sound so robotic. But I'm thinking again, because have you ever smashed someone, like, intentionally?
Well, yeah, there was that one time.
Yeah,
there was that one time after we went to Coors Brewery in Golden, Colorado, and we drank out of that giant tower, and we got shit-faced. And yeah, I went to town on this Walmart there.
Sure, you just did him a favor.
I don't know. It's just, I forgot who I was, and I forgot how big I was, and it was just like, you know, like when you're a kid and you pick up a magnifying glass and you burn ants.
Yeah.
It was just sort of like that.
Did you see any blood? Did you notice any blood?
No, you mentioned it. I don't think I saw any blood.
Yeah.
I saw lots of prices fall.
Oh, well, they're known for that there at Walmart. They want to keep your customer base.
Yeah.
Placate you with their low prices and delicious McDonald's. Hamburgeries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of which, McDonald's is still trying to make that hamburger for us.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Huh, well, that is strange.
Yeah.
Well, let me find a tree.
Yeah, pick one of those up. Anyone. Pick a tree, any tree.
All right. I'm going for this Japanese maple here. It's tiny. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Oh, wow. You're right. Made in China. Well, that's weird.
Wait a minute, Sam. You know, now that I think about it...
It's a Japanese maple, too.
I feel like perspective is totally off. You know, it's kind of like when you were a kid and you were playing He-Man with G.I. Joes, and you try to get your He-Man to ride in your Joe toys, and you would just have to kind of, like, hold the He-Man toy away from the G.I. Joe vehicle.
Yeah.
And pretend like he was in the car.
Like some kind of giant He-Man. Yeah.
Yeah, because he couldn't ride.
Giant Joe-Man.
I noticed that, like, there's all these... Sometimes I'll see a series of cars on the interstate, and then I'll see a Hummer that's, like, the size of a remote control car. And then it's like, what? They didn't get that big. And then I'll see a Matchbox car right in front of it. Like, literally a Matchbox car.
Yeah.
Like, how is it going? Why is it on the interstate? Why is no one driving on the interstate? Why are they just parked?
That makes so much sense. I thought it was just one of those optical illusions, sort of how, you know, you can have two bars that are exactly the same length, but you put a diagonal line through it, and the one on top looks like it's bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Or how the moon is always larger on the horizon, but tiny when it's in the sky.
Right, right.
Yeah, now that you mention it, the other day I saw a whole apartment complex, and it looked like it was colored like Legos.
Really?
And I thought maybe it was just designed by like some kind of Denmark design firm or something.
There's something, I think there's, call me crazy, call me 100 and whatever feet tall, but something's going on here, man. I think... And I'm scared to say that Mr. M's behind it. You know, he's played tricks on us before like this.
Well, I'll tell you what. See this little city over here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through. You get on the ground and listen. And I'm just going to go stomp through it and just start crashing everything.
Okay.
You tell me.
If anyone screams.
Yeah, little tiny screams. You know what you got going there.
Because they would probably, I mean, you would probably hear.
Yeah.
You would smell natural gas or something. And,
yeah,
and would
crowds
be,
going berserk.
Yeah, something.
Fires.
Like, sirens.
Explosions.
Right, and at least, and at least the car's got to move then. I mean, something's got to.
Yeah, somebody's got to get into some kind of vehicle and try to escape from my rampage.
Right.
All right, you get on the ground. Okay, okay, here I go. Sam Smash! Look, okay.
Wait, no,
try
I did
tap
hear.
Dancing.
I did hear something, but it didn't come from down here. It came from, actually, it came from above. It came from, like, left and over there.
What?
Yeah. Here, do what you just did a little bit more.
Okay.
Tim, do you hear that?
No, what is that?
It sounds like a bunch of monsters giggling.
It does sound like giggling monsters. A horrific, nightmarish giggle.
They smell like Cheetos. What's that smell? I smell like Cheetos and hot tamale candies. This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Sam, look! Up! There's a... Look!
Oh my
giant
God.
Children!
The sky's opening. There's giant children with giant globs of dried sod all over their noses.
Sam, what are you doing? Oh, they picked me up! Oh, no, they're putting me on top of you and they're smashing us together. No,
we don't do that.
So humiliating.
We don't do that.
I don't walk like that. I don't walk
Quit
like that.
No, my arm's not supposed to bend that way.
Sam, no.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Becky's
oh my god, look
this.
At my hands.
Sipping on Evan, having lots of fun. Gonna drink that Evan till I'm one and done. Drinking that Evan, going to sleep. Gonna go to Boston. I go out of Jeep. Running out of money. Don't have cash. Looking like a stash. Gonna find my cop stash.
Your cop stash? Oh, Houston is missing you, Mark.
Yeah, they are.